You're listening to
Radio.
24 hours of
non-stop DJ. Only on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
Stay tuned for more great music.
Hi, this is Ryan Swan from IT Services. Phishing is an attempt to steal personal information by sending deceiving messages to recipients. These often come in the form of phishing emails. If you notice an email doesn't look quite right, here are a few things to keep in mind to decide whether the email is legitimate or not. First, hover over the URL. Does this seem like a website that the sender would ask you to access? Next, check to see who is sending the email. Sometimes accounts get compromised. This means that the person who seems to be sending the email may not actually be sending it. Finally, is the sender creating a sense of urgency? Well, why? Trust your instincts and do your part to prevent phishing scams.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Friday, April 18th, there's an Easter egg hunt from 1 to 2:30 over at River Street Baptist Church. On Saturday, April 19th, there's a Quiet Cat Cafe starting at 12 p.m. at the Huntington Memorial Library. Also happening Saturday, the BSU Gala Streams of Melanin will be happening at 6 p.m. at the Hunt Union's Ballroom. Sunday, April 20th, stay warm and tune into WONY 90.9 FM. Enjoy Easter with family and friends. This weekend's average is around 65. You should expect rain on Saturday. Music-related news this weekend.
Check out the India project Mamalarkey with their new upbeat and groovy track, Won't Give Up. The Jiver Era's new record, Obsession, is out now. Take a listen to their new hit single, The Weeknd. If you like French dream pop, check out Rozier with their new single, Pontois. The groovy, upbeat, and chaotic alternative group, OK Go, is back with their new record. Take a listen to their single, Love. Panchico giving similar vibes with their new alternative upbeat track, Honeycomb. Pulp has released their new record after 24 years. Check out their new single, Spike Island. And lastly, if you're still in your Charlie XCX era, you will love Yule's new single, Evangelic Girl is a Gun.
This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great weekend and keep it locked.
Hello, happy Monday, Abon Beats. Yeah, we're back. Playoff started. A lot of things happened yesterday in the playoffs. A lot of front office things. The draft is on Thursday. Yeah, lots to get to. Lots to get to. So, without further ado. Okay, that was Harry Styles, Daydreaming. Testing, testing. Okay.
A little low.
Okay. Playoffs happened. Let's go in chronological order for the games. Pacers-Bucks. Yeah, the Bucks just team, like, that team's just not, it just can't compete with the Pacers team as of right now. Damian Lillard might come back for game two, but yeah, Pacers just got whatever they wanted, even despite, like, not a great Tyrese Halliburton game. Bucks were, like, really trying to keep him out the paint, and it worked. I feel like when the game was, like, really close, Halliburton only got into the paint maybe twice, like, past the restricted circle. He didn't really have, like, too much success with that, so that's good on the Bucks. But outside of that, Bucks couldn't guard anybody. Andrew Nembhard, Miles Turner, Pascal Siakam all played great. The Bucks were, some of the guys just weren't contributing. Like, Kyle Kuzma was like a complete zero all game. So I don't, and if he's gonna be just a non-factor, don't really feel good about the Bucks' chances. The non-Giannis minutes was kind of rough. Gary Trent had did help out with that for a little bit, but then Doc Rivers just benched him for like a really long time in favor of Kyle Kuzma. And no one really played great on the Bucks outside of Giannis. And as for the Pacers, like I just said, everyone played great. Kind of have some thoughts about Nembhard, but I will save them for a later date. But hopefully Dame coming back next game, possibly, just changes some things. He's going to help out like the non-Giannis lineups a lot. And just having another guy who can like dribble on the Bucks is going to be a big help. But it'll be tough for them anyway, just because I just think the Bucks defense isn't that great. It's really hard to guard Miles Turner, especially if he's like picking and popping, because Brook Lopez is in the paint like 90% of the game, and that's just what he's coded to do. So Miles Turner was just lighting him up from three, or at least that's what it felt like. I'm not sure if the numbers back that up, but yeah, we'll see how it goes next game, but not looking too great for the Bucks. The next game was Clippers Nuggets. Kind of just seems to me like the Clippers, they blew it. They kind of had it in the bag for a little bit, and then the second half was just a complete flip. Nuggets had an awful first half. Jokic played some of the worst defense I've ever seen him play, and that's saying a lot. And then the pick and roll, James Harden and Zubats, they were just scoring every play. Chris Dunn played a good chunk of minutes, and he was pretty decent first half until he just stopped shooting the ball. And yeah, the Clippers, everything was going great. They were shutting down Jamal Murray. The Nuggets supporting cast wasn't doing too great up until the second half. And then the Clippers just started throwing the ball away, ended up finishing with 20 turnovers. The Nuggets started trapping James Harden because he was on a tear first half. So just the ball was like, Harden was getting off the ball like a little quicker. So offense was kind of stuck in mud a little bit because he's kind of the only real creator on that team outside of Kawhi. So if like, if it's just Harden, who also got into foul trouble, if it's just him, it's going to be a little tough. What was I going to say? I lost my train of thought. About the Clippers. Yeah, they started turning the ball all the way. Chris Dunn ended up going on the bench. That's what kind of led to Jamal Murray's stretch in the second half. And essentially, yeah. Clippers just blew. They turned the ball over 20 times. And offense didn't look too great. Nuggets turned it on. Like I said, Jamal Murray, Christian Brown played decent. But again, I'm just not feeling too good about the Nuggets. Like, that win didn't make me feel good just because I'm not sure how easy it is for Murray to score in this series, just about, like, all the guys that the Clippers can throw, because Chris Dunn did get subbed out. And then they threw Nicholas Batum and Derrick Jones Jr., so that's going to be something that the Clippers look for in Game 2. I think they'll just be more lenient to go Derrick Jones and Nicholas Batum because the lineup was working. The non-Zubat minutes is going to be not great, because, like, Ben Simmons, outside of some, like, defense he played on Jokic, wasn't that great, because he just doesn't like holding onto the ball for more than like 5 seconds. Yeah, I think Zubac is going to have to play as many minutes as Jokic does. Like, they're just going to have to match those minutes, because like, the alternative is you go extra small, and I don't know how I feel about Kawhi on Jokic, even though that'd be kind of fun to just see for like 2 minutes. But yeah, Nuggets blew it. And I'm not sure how... No, the Clippers blew it. And I'm not sure how the Nuggets can fix that with their roster. Because Michael Porter Jr. just didn't play good. So they played Westbrook for a lot of minutes. And those last... Those, like, crunch time minutes for... Those crunch time minutes for Westbrook was just, like... a roller coaster. It was literally just like a spin the wheel of what he's gonna do. Like, he'll spin the wheel and it's like, oh, maybe he'll hit a corner three. Hit a pretty clutch corner three. And then he'll spin the wheel again and he'll, like, just shoot this contested layup with 16 seconds to go when they have the shot clock. So it's kind of like, it went well for game one. But if he's going to be closing routinely, I don't know how I feel about that. Because I do think, especially in this close of a game and this probably this close of a series, I don't really trust Westbrook closing games. And this is coming from me. Anyone who knows me knows I'm the biggest Westbrook guy you ever know. But I don't feel too good about him closing games right now, because that was not a very pleasant watch, not a very comfortable watch. But like, if Michael Porter is just like not gonna play good, then what's your other way to go to? Is it playing Peyton Watson? I don't know. So yeah, still feel pretty good about the Clippers in the series. They just got to get more ball movement. And guys have to take shots when they're supposed to. And Zubac should play more minutes. And hopefully Norman Powell turns it on this game. In game two, because they played today. And yeah. Anything I missed? As long as you just keep Jokic out of any like pick and roll stuff, then things should be a little easier on defense. But Jokic is going to have to be a little better on defense. That's for sure. As for the Knicks Pistons, the game kind of went, I mean, not how I thought it was going to be. First half, it was a little close. But then my real, like, issues with the Pistons is once you like really like see if you make a tougher Cade, then the other guys are gonna have to step up, and I just don't know if those guys are stepping up. And like really like a tale of two halves. First half, Tobias Harris had 22 points. Do you know how many points Tobias Harris finished with? He finished with 22 points. So it's just like, like, if that's what, like, the Knicks are going to have to live with, they're going to have to live with it. And just the only defender they can really throw on Jalen Brunson is Cesar Thompson. And, again, the other worry I had for the Pistons is he's their only like guy they can really throw on him. And if he's getting into foul trouble, he had 5 fouls in 22 minutes. Then again, things are gonna be a little tough. But yeah, Pistons just have to be quicker with decisions. They're just probably gonna have to outshoot the Knicks and rebound the ball, which it did do a good job of that first half. And yeah, just force them to make tougher decisions. And maybe if you, I guess maybe just trap Jalen Brunson a little more, because he did really get it going in the second half. But as for the Knicks, they rebound the ball. They trap Cade Cunningham. And they just take good shots and hit their threes. They'll be fine. That's pretty much it. Mikal didn't play too great. Well, I guess the points weren't there that much, but honestly, I feel like Mikal's kind of just like a luxury. Like, and there's gonna be a game this series where Mikal just goes off for like 30 something points. And who knows, it could be today. But as long as Mikal is just a solid player playing defense, hitting open shots, I'm perfectly fine with it. Because I know there's gonna be games where he'll just chip in like a 24-point game, and I'll be like, oh, and then he'll be the reason we end up winning. But yeah, shout out Cameron Payne, had a great third quarter. Mitchell Robinson played great off the bench. Deuce McBride didn't play good. He'll probably be better throughout the series. Karl Anthony Towns was really, really solid, especially on defense. That was kind of my concern with him, but we just stopped playing him like he's Mitchell Robinson. And we just, you know, Karl Anthony Towns can move his feet a little bit. So maybe, like, have him closer, higher up on screens. And it worked out. Anything I'm forgetting? Cameron Payne saved the day. OG Anunoby was how he's looked like in the past month and a half. Ultimately, a good win. Okay. Okay, and then last game of Saturday was Timberwolves Lakers. Where do I start? For the Lakers, like, can they play some defense? Can they guard? Can they stop the other team from scoring? That's the key to victory. Because, like, I counted up some of those threes. They went 21 of 40. 30 of those threes were, like, open to wide open. And then maybe, like, an extra 5 or 6 were, like, debatably open. They gave up a lot of open threes. And people can be like, oh, it was a fluke. They're not going to shoot like that all the time. I mean, if you're going to give them, like, 30 open shots, they're going to shoot like that a lot of the times. Because Timberwolves were the 5th best 3-point shooting team in the league. So yeah, like, Reeves, Luka are just going to have to be much better defensively. They were very bad defensively. Reeves was getting, like, singled out all game, and it kind of worked. I forget the number I had in my head, but they scored a lot of points off of his, a lot of points off drives when he was guarding. And again, that's kind of just going to be a reoccurring theme if the Lakers defense isn't better. Luka's defense was not good at all. There was a lot of, like, times where someone would drive, or he'd be guarding and then someone would drive on him, and then he had just a wide open three given up in the corner from Naz Reid, Jaden McDaniels, Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards was really good passing the ball. Didn't shoot it well, but don't think they would have won without him. Julius Randle played great. Smart, decisive, quick. I've said this 100 times. That's the best version of Julius Randle. If he starts dribbling a lot, taking step back mid-rangers, I don't know how I feel about that. But yeah, Lakers defense got to be better. Austin Reeves should probably be a little better on next game because it was a lot of... LeBron had the ball a lot, and he's 40 years old. So I don't know how much he can really carry. So someone's going to have to step up. I'm going to have to change up some lineups because Rui Hachimura didn't play too great. Not saying bench him or anything, but he's just going to have to play a little better. And then... And yeah, kind of what I said before. Timberwolves are going to go small. Timberwolves have the guys to go small, so they can probably beat them. They could probably beat the Lakers in, like, no big man lineup because Jackson Hayes was just, like, non-effective the whole entire game. And, yeah, so the Lakers are just going to have to use that to their advantage and just really, really get to the hoop. But the Timberwolves were really good at, like, switching. Like, they pretty much switched everything, switched late to get them out of rhythm a little bit. So, I don't know. They have a lot of things to figure out, but hey, pretty good first day of playoff hoops. I'll probably skim through the second day in a minute, but I'll probably skim through that because there wasn't too many, like, actually there wasn't close games at all, but we'll come back.
Free a while, so order more kids. chicken killer season with a chop. Bang, bang. Boy, you don't blow no balls, I know, I know. I got me some bagels, I got me some money, I got me some haters, I got me some fans, I got me some cake, I got me some UPS, I got me a freight.
Okay, I've been trapped in a zoo. Got packs like the crack of a tooth. I need some space like the back of a coupe. I'm trying to magic wand, I'm trying to poof. So, grab the all the glitz and the glamour. I want a crib in Atlanta. Me and my Benjamin Pampers. Thought I was dead. 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 Thought I was dead.
In the hills where I can't see. Swear I burn 20 M's 2018. Like I play for the Bills going no deep. Then they get rich and they act weird. How you walking at the party with your butt pierced? But I'd rather play golf to the check clear. Turn 35, now they out here. Rose on the run, trying to program. I was really outside with the dough man. Now I really got it, no chance. I don't want to be seen in your bromance.
I don't wanna be found. I don't wanna be down. I don't wanna be found. I don't wanna be down. I don't wanna be found. I don't wanna be down.
Oh, you know, Tyler,
I don't wanna be found.
I don't wanna be down.
White boys mocking it. Y'all mad at me. Y'all can suck my pull up old tweets, pull up old t-shirts. All that, I'll moonwalk over that. Like the fig got dirty. I was young man and it hit 30. I was one mil and it hit 30. When Coco golf, you can't serve me. Anti-what? Yeah, right. Running they mouth, keep it airtight. I'ma crack it out to my hair white. I got too much drive, I'm a terabyte. I got a big old head, I ain't like these. Don't put me with these. Oh, ha, ha, kiki with these. Look, it's squad, baby, I don't be with these. Boys really since back then. Everything I said, I do, I did. Oh, my God, I showed them well. You ain't like that, guys, do it again. 5 in the morning, I be hating on 10 in the evening, I be hating on 10 years later, might have changed my mind. I'm a fake. Don't kill me. I'm a hypocrite. Ain't really. I'm a big troll. Ha ha. I'm silly. You know about being better than them that you hate. You ain't good at. You can't feel me. Your one trick go. I'm Billy. Shout out Papa. He for real. Contez V. He pop for real. I just call him like stop and chill. Look, I try to be out the way. I like the fun with the lay. I like some truth in my space. Y'all friendly and fake. That's big bro. How when y'all met yesterday? This feel pain of the age. Why am I filled with this hate? Got freedom in every way. Y'all wanna take what I got, but y'all do not got what it take. I don't wanna be found, yeah. I don't wanna be down, yeah. I don't like coming around, yeah. I will not knock, knock at you, though. Just me, that's what I said.
track. These are sin. Me, I'm over here. These thought I was dead.
That was Thought I Was Dead by Tyler, the Creator. What do I want to do? Okay. We're going to talk about some more playoff games, and then we'll get to some offseason stuff. But we'll see how quick I can get through these, though. Yeah, Sunday's games. Thunder-Grizzlies. Thunder. They laid the smackdown on the Grizzlies. They beat them by a lot of points. Yeah, that's all I got. Funny thing though is Desmond Bane, his plus minus was a minus 51. It was just funny. But yeah, no notes. Thunder caused a lot of turnovers. That was pretty much it. Like, crazy thing, Shea had one field goal in the first quarter. When he subbed back into the game, they were up 25 points. So, there you have it for that game. Second game was the Celtics Magic. Entertaining game for the first half. Magic were switching a lot. Made it really tough on the Celtics to get like some good shots. The threes weren't going down as usual for the Celtics. So yeah, they just really made it like a grinded out game, which that's kind of how the Magic been playing all season, because you know the offense isn't good. But Paolo played great. Paolo was hitting a lot of threes, which is kind of what the Celtics want, but it was working. So yeah, so if it's working, it's working. But Paolo played great. But then in the second half, Celtics turned it on. The Magic shots weren't going in as much, and yeah, Celtics took care of business. It's probably going to be a sweep. As for the other series, Cavs Heat, Cavs probably going to sweep. Tyler Herro was getting picked on all game. Cavs scored a lot of points because of that. Ty Jerome had a great game, and yeah, pretty much. Donovan Mitchell played good too. As for the Rockets and Warriors, Interesting game. Yeah, the Rockets, the offense is rough. Like, especially playoff, it's rough. It was like Fred VanVleet was like 3 of 20, 4 of 19, give or take. And Jalen Green was getting benched, like, periodically by Ime. So, yeah. Didn't do great, but Ime started playing this super tall lineup with like Jabari Smith at the shooting guard, or whoever you want at the shooting guard, Amen Thompson. And they just started just making a lot of layups, just started backing them down and making a lot of layups. And for a decent stretch of the game, the Warriors just couldn't guard that. But then the Warriors started forcing some turnovers, started getting some easy shots, and like the Rockets team started, like, it was just harder to come by. The offense was harder to come by after that. Fred VanVleet missed a lot of shots. And, like, I will say Warriors offense could be better at times. And Steph does bail him out of things. But, yeah, Steph and Jimmy Butler are going to bail him out of things. I just don't know if the Rockets have that insurance. Despite Sengun did play pretty well. But, yeah, Steph just got whatever he wanted. We'll see how the Rockets like change to stop that. But Amen Thompson was not the answer for that, because Steph was beating him on cuts, he was beating him for threes. So I don't know. But for the Rockets, I guess just going to the bigger lineup earlier, because I don't know if they're gonna outshoot the Warriors. I don't think they're going to do that at all. They're just going to have to rebound, which their offensive rebounding did clean up some of their, like, meh offense for a little bit. But that's not going to be the story all the time. For the Warriors, Pajemski's going to have to be confident in shooting the three. Moses Moody played great. Is Jonathan Kuminga just not going to get any minutes? I don't know about that. Anything else? Nah, that's pretty much it. This series is going to go pretty far. I don't know. Part of me feels like it's going to be like a hard-fought Warriors win in five. Just because if Steph and Jimmy can just be very, very great, like, down the stretch in the fourth quarter, then, like, they're going to win a lot of those games. But who's to say that they're really good every game down the stretch in the fourth quarter? So that's kind of something they're going to have to figure out. But, yeah, I'll be back very, very quickly.
Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back? Steve. Still doing that shit, Andre?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Check me out. It's still Dre Day. AK. Though I've grown a lot, can't keep it home a lot. Cause when I frequent the spots that I'm known to rock, you hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they pay homage, but haters say Dre fell off. How? My last album was The Chronic. They wanna know if he still got it. They say rap's changed. They wanna know how I feel about it.
You ain't up on pain.
Dr. Dre is the name. I'm ahead of my game. Still puffing my leaf. Still with the beats. Still not loving police. Still rock my khakis with a cuff and a crease. Still got love for the streets. Reppin' 213. Still the beats bang. Still doing my thing. Since I left, ain't too much change.
Still, I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them corners in them lolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them corners in them lolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
Since the last time you heard from me, I lost some friends. Well, hell, me and Snoop, we dipping again. Kept my ear to the streets. Signed Eminem. He's triple platinum, doing 50 a week. Still, I stay close to the heat. And even when I was close to defeat, I rose to my feet. My life's like a soundtrack, I wrote to the beat. Street rap like Cali weed, I smoke till I'm sleep. Wake up in the AM, compose a beat. I bring the fire till you're soaking in your seat. It's not a fluke, it's been tried, I'm the truth. Since turn out the lights from the world-class wrecking crew. I'm still at it, after mathematics. In the home of drive-bys and acmatics. Swap meets, sticky green and bad traffic. I dip through, then I give you the D.R.E.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them corners in them lolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them corners in them lolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E. It ain't nothing but mohawk shit. Another classic CD for y'all to vibe with. Whether you're cooling on the corner with your flop, laid back in the shack, play this track. I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still hitting the corners in them lolos, girl.
I'll break your neck, damn near put your face in your lap. Try to be the king, but the ace is back.
So you ain't up on
things. Dr. Dre be the name, still running the game. Still got it wrapped like a mummy. Still ain't tripping, love to see young blacks get money. Spend time out the hood, take their moms out the hood. Hit my boys off with jobs, no more living hard. Barbecues every day, driving fancy cars. Still gon' get my regard.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them corners in them lolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them corners in them lolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them corners in them lolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
Like that? Right back up in you. 9-5 plus 4 pennies. Add that shit up. D.R.E. Right back up on top of things. Smoke some with your dog. No stress, no seeds, no stems, no sticks. Some of that real sticky, icky, icky. Ooh-wee. Put it in the air.
All right, that was Still Dre, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg. Let's get to the off-season stuff. Let's see how many I get through. But, quick note on the Mavericks. I didn't write a Mavericks one because I don't want to write a Mavericks one. I don't want to write a Mavericks one. What they should do, they should blow it up, trade everybody, tank for next year. They're not going to do that. And I'm kind of tired of hearing their GM talk. Next time I see Nico Harrison's name on Twitter, I'm going to block him. I'm going to mute his name. I don't want to hear him talk. Yeah, and that's the Mavericks offseason. All right. Oh, a lot of teams. Where do I want to go? Where do I want to go? We'll talk about the Bulls. Bulls lost to the Heat. But I feel pretty good about their future, though. Yeah, I feel pretty good about their future going forward, which is crazy. But yeah, core pieces, Kobe White played pretty good, especially second half of the year this year. Kind of on a cheap deal, so I think he's here to stay. Matas Luzelis, pretty good rookie. Hope he makes an all rookie team. He's been pretty decent this year. Defensively, actually not defensively. Billy Donovan's kind of had some issues defensively. But he's been a great cutter, great passer. Even beating guys off the dribble. So he's been pretty cool to watch. Josh Giddey, I guess he played pretty good this year. They did trade for him, so they will extend him. So yes, he's part of the core. And then, in my humble opinion, Ayo Adesumu should be part of the core. I think he's been pretty good defensively. Did end the season early with an injury, but he's been pretty good. I think he should be on the team because it's, I don't know, two-way combo guards are nice to have on your team. I think a lot of teams in the playoffs would say that. But yes, goals. Got to get rid of Vucevic. I think it's time. Like, you don't really have to try to sell high on every asset. That's just not a smart thing. Because if you just... One, I just don't think his trade value is going to get any higher. So just trade him for whatever you can get. Expiring contracts and a pick. Perfectly fine. He just doesn't benefit the team by being there. I don't really think so. I don't know who's in the market for Nikola Vucevic, but yeah, they should probably move on. So that means they do need a center of the future, probably in the draft. I don't think they'll make a trade for somebody. I can't really think of anybody who they trade for, but yeah, center of the future. Maybe even get Clint Capella if you really, really want a vet. But I think they should probably look in the draft for one, because there is a top center in the draft. Question marks. Patrick Williams' future. He's kind of just there making a lot of money. I want to say $17 million for 4 years. So kind of gonna have to figure that out. Just hasn't been good at all. I think a change of scenery is really what he needs. But to where, I don't know. Because I don't... people don't really like his contract right now. And for fair reason. Yes, I think he should be on the move. They need to upgrade the wing room defense. Because they don't really have any good defenders outside of Ayo and maybe Matas. Maybe down the line. But outside of that, it's kind of just rough. Dalen Terry, we'll see what happens with him. But yeah, like... The Bulls, they have a lot of ways. They have ways to go with their roster. But I do think defense should be priority one. Sign some vets. Sign some vets to go play defense. Maybe mentor the young guys. I think they're kind of lacking in the vets department outside of, like, the Vucevic, who might get traded. Yeah. I feel decent about the Bulls. Who knows? They could get a top pick. And if they get, like, a top pick in the draft... I don't know, the young core kind of steps up a little bit. Starts to feel a little better. As for Billy Donovan, I haven't heard any news in the last month or so, so I think he should be there for the long haul. Billy Donovan's good. I think he's gotten the most out of the roster the last few years. He's made the play-in, which is like the bare minimum for an OK team, but I'm not going to get... I was going to get into another thing. But, yes, Billy Donovan's been decent. Maybe they can upgrade from him with maybe like a Taylor Jenkins, just any of the coaches on the market, but Billy Donovan's here to stay for the time being. Moving on to Sacramento. Definitely less like... What's he... Okay, I didn't like that. Instrumental. Core pieces. Keegan Murray, Keon Ellis. Keegan Murray, up and down year. Kind of not his fault. The team's kind of a mess this year. Keon Ellis. Mike Brown did not like Keon Ellis for a while, but then he started to get a lot more minutes, played pretty decent this year. Devin Carter was dealing with a shoulder injury this whole year, so he should be better next year. Malik Monk is apparently like very happy to be in Sacramento. Just signed an extension. Don't see him going anywhere. And then, yeah, as for the other guys on the roster, DeMar trade is probably on the horizon. Kind of the season just kind of went down the drain like really quickly, and he came there to win. He came there to win, and it just hasn't worked out. So I think he will be on the move. Sabonis, I think he already has a foot out the door because he wants to win as well, and again down the drain. So we'll see where he goes. Kind of just don't know what team. Maybe that could be a whole nother thing, but it's kind of hard to figure out teams for DeMar and Sabonis just because they're not like the most covetable people, especially with the money they're on, especially with the contracts they're on. And same thing as LaVine. He just got traded. Don't think he's going anywhere anytime soon, but if you can move off of his contract, you should. But I don't know. But yes, the goals for this team, defense, defense, defense. Don't draft anybody who doesn't play defense. Don't sign anybody who doesn't play defense. This defense was a mess all year last year, so hopefully they can figure that out. Yeah, but honestly, gut the roster. I'm embrace the tank next year. They have their pick, their unprotected pick next year. So they should lose a lot. And see what pick they get next year. As long as it's top five, I think they're moving in the right direction. As for coach, actually, matter of fact, let's start with the GM. They fired their GM, and then they hired a new one like right after, which kind of don't know how I feel about that because I don't know. It's just bad process. Like, actually have a GM search. Don't just sign the first guy. You know, Scott Perry, who hasn't had a job in 2 years because he got fired. I don't know why that'd be the first hire, like your first candidate, but I don't know. The Kings kind of annoy me because I just think ownership is, they just have their hands in the pot and too much, because it's kind of like putting the Kings in a bad place over and over again. But yeah, we'll see what Scott Perry has up his sleeve. Gonna have to figure out the coach. Hopefully it's a defensive minded coach, because again, defense is key, and I think you do have guys who can play defense. Keegan Murray's kind of turned into a two-way player. Keon Ellis, same thing. Devin Carter was really good on defense in college, so I think the baseline is there. It's just getting talent, getting the right coach, and we'll see what happens. But definitely think there should be a lot of losses for the Kings next year if they're smart. The Atlanta Hawks just lost again core pieces. Jalen Johnson Cam Johnson was really good. Maybe having some all-star buzz. Probably should have won most improved last year. But then he got hurt this year with an injury. I want to say a shoulder injury. But he's feel pretty good about the future. His future as a Hawk. And yeah, he's one of the cornerstones. Dyson Daniels, same thing. Was really good this year, up for two awards, turned into an elite defender, cornerstone in that franchise, and really, really young. So they're going to look to extend him this offseason. Should be cool. Onyeka Okongwu finally got his opportunity to start this year. Played pretty decent this year. A pretty good big, can play defense, can pass a little bit. A little undersized, but he makes up for it with the shot blocking and rebounding. So he's there. He's already extended and locked up for the next couple years. So he's part of the core. Their first overall pick, Zachary Richesche, had a really good rookie of the year, top three. There was a lot of weird criticism with him this year. But hey, top three rookie of the year. Like, he was a good player, guys, I promise. So yeah, feel pretty good about him. Question mark about Kobe Bufkin, their last year first round pick. Kind of had some injuries. Quinn Snyder wasn't really a fan of him, it seems like. So yeah, I don't know what his future's up, but I do still have faith in him because I did like him coming out of college. But yeah. Didn't mention Trey because I think it's actually time to move on from Trey Young. You should probably trade him. I just don't. Just think, writing's on the wall. Time's ran out. Whatever metaphor you want to use. I just think it's time to trade him. As to where, Magic, Nets, maybe some other team pops up. I just feel like you just hit you've hit your ceiling as him as a number one guy, and that ceiling is what? The play-in? Like, they've made the play-in the last 3 years. And they don't really, and like, they can't even like go out and make a swing for a star, because I probably wouldn't trade any of the guys I named before, and all their picks was wrapped up in the DeJounte Murray trade. And yeah, that was kind of like the swing and miss of the franchise. And thankfully I'm turned into Dyson Daniels, but I'll get to the whole GM stuff of the Hawks. But yeah, I think it's time to move on, really rebuild, really fight for a draft pick next year and see who you get. I forget, one of these teams doesn't have their pick next year. Well, matter of fact, I think Sacramento doesn't have their pick. Like, it's kind of tied up into the Hawks because of the Kevin Herter trade. Give or take, I got to do some research. I'll correct myself after. But, yeah, it's time to, like, really figure out their new point guard of the future. And they got to prioritize the rebuild. But we'll see how it goes. They are in the market for a new decision maker because they fired their GM. Fire Landry Fields in kind of like a secretly, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. I didn't like that beat. They kind of fired their GM in like an underrated, like, bottom five move in like the early part of this offseason. Kind of didn't like that trade. Didn't like that firing, excuse me. Kind of seemed like it was rushed. Kind of seemed like it was some move that ownership didn't like, or ownership didn't want to happen. Because I feel like my hunch is that Landry Fields wanted to trade Trae Young, and ownership was like, nah. So then they just fired him. And yeah, I just don't like that move. I think Landry Fields, like, for the first time in like 3 to 4 years, I feel pretty good about the Hawks' direction, and like, they have some real cornerstones on that team. And it's kind of just like, I don't know if the GM can put him, if this new GM can put him in a better direction than Landry Fields did. And yeah, and like, I just know, like, the one of like the responses for the Trae Young trade is going to be like, how are you going to get a player, like, are you going to get a player better than Trae Young to come to Atlanta? And that's just not good reasoning for not trading Trae, because one, the Hawks should rebuild and they kind of have good pieces to do that. I just think they need to recoup some assets. But the only way to find out if you can get a better player than Trae Young through the draft is to trade Trae Young. Like that's the only way you do it. Because putting Young on your team, you're guaranteeing yourself what, 37 wins. But I think you kind of cap yourself at like 42. So yeah, didn't like that firing. Kind of hope the Hawks go forth with this rebuild, but yeah, I just don't know. Don't know if they will. Gonna be interesting to see if they keep the coach. If they keep the coach, Quinn Snyder. I was kind of like they could fire him this offseason, but then they fired the GM, so I don't know. Yeah, Hawks are a team that I'm watching. I think the Hawks and the Kings are kind of like the teams that I'm watching for the offseason. But they're two fascinating teams. I'm trying to find something, which I can't find. Okay, yeah, because they're two fascinating teams. But we'll see. We'll see what teams. Hopefully some teams get eliminated next week so I can talk about some other playoff teams. That should be fun. But yeah, I'll probably talk about some football when I come back. Are you kidding me? Hold on, I'll be back. I'm having some technical difficulties, but I'll be back.
She's kind of a big deal. Some people like to say it's only because of how she looks. She sticks her tongue out a lot. But there's just something about her that makes people do crazy things. Like get tattoos of her face. Or wait in line for hours just to say hi. Lil Bub is a 2-year-old cat. An Instagram celebrity with a following bigger than some 90s television stars. And it all started because she was adopted. You can't buy a best friend like Lil Bub. But you can adopt one. Help us save them all. At bestfriends.org.
Considering an online pharmacy?